sleep hygiene. The reason why I mention the supplements first and all the other stuff first before sleep hygiene is sleep hygiene was one of those things that kind of made me really frustrated. I had insomnia for so long, and yet people kept telling me, oh, look at your sleep hygiene. Make sure the room's dark. Make sure you're only sleeping while you're in bed and not doing work or reading or anything else like that. I tried all that other stuff. I tried all the sleep hygiene, and it never worked because I didn't solve those root causes of the magnesium deficiency, the lack of serotonin I had in my brain, all those other factors of eating crappy foods, carbohydrates, that I never slept good. Now, when I go to sleep, even if I'm not, don't have good sleep hygiene, or it's kind of bright in the room or something like that, I'll still sleep because I have those root causes fixed. However, sleep hygiene is still important to keep in mind if you're really trying to master sleep so that you can sleep perfect every night, day in and day out. Sleep hygiene is like the icing on the cake. If you have all those other things in place and you have perfect sleep hygiene, you're going to be falling asleep like someone's putting a tranquilizer in you every night and waking up feeling refreshed. Obviously, you don't want to be drinking caffeine after 3 p.m. This seems really obvious, but a lot of things have caffeine you might not be aware of. If you're drinking coffee, if you're drinking green tea, if you're drinking any form of tea that might have caffeine in it, some chocolates have caffeine in it. If you're drinking caffeine after 3 p.m. or taking anything stimulating like L-tyrosine or amino acids like that, those obviously are going to interfere with your sleep, and you want to make sure, I mean, I personally would want to say just cut out all caffeine altogether, but if you love your coffee, only drink it in the morning, make sure you don't drink it at night. You also want to avoid stimulatory foods. Sugar is the worst. Sugar causes you to have a huge insulin spike. Then after all that insulin's released and all the sugars are swept up, then your body freaks out because there's so much insulin in your bloodstream, and then it releases cortisol to fix the situation. And then cortisol is going to amp you up and wake you up so you can't fall asleep. Not only that, sugar depletes B vitamins, which can help relax you. Basically, sugar prompts the release of stress hormones and sugar fluctuations in your body, causing you to wake up at night and not sleep good at all. So you need to cut out sugar. Once you cut out sugar, your sleep and your life, everything will improve so much just from quitting sugar. If you're still not sleeping, make sure you're cutting out the sugar. Quit sneaking in the little candy pieces at night, and you'll sleep a lot better. Chocolate, avoid chocolate again. It has stimulating ingredients, and not only that, but the chocolate you're probably buying and eating is gonna have a bunch of sugar in it as well. Red wine, it has alcohol in it and a stimulating amino acid in it that can affect a lot of people's sleep. Alcohol in itself is not the best for promoting good sleep schedules, even though if you drink a 12-pack, it's gonna knock you out. Still, it's not the best for really being able to fall asleep every night and waking up feeling refreshed. It's a lot better than getting drunk before you go to sleep. Trust me, I've been there, tried that, and sleeping without it is so much better. Any artificial sweetener like aspartame is gonna just totally mess you up. MSG, all that's gonna really mess you up, just like sugar. Also avoid spicy foods like garlic, ginger, and cayenne pepper. Those things are gonna be too stimulating for you, and they'll keep you up at night if you just eat some huge spicy meal, all these peppers and garlic and ginger at night. It's likely you're not gonna sleep very good. Just like with sugar, don't eat quick digesting carbohydrates, especially before bed. Things like flour, cookies, candies, all that stuff, because that's gonna do the same thing. It's gonna spike your blood sugar, release stress hormones, and it's gonna wake you up at night. So you're not drinking the caffeine, you're cutting out the sugar. What can you do? You can eat foods that have a calming effect. Things like turkey has some of the highest levels of L-tryptophan that you can find. Eat meals, healthy proteins that are going to be full of L-tryptophan for dinner and at night, help give you the necessary precursors to produce sleep hormones in your brain. Almonds and other nuts are also rich in L-tryptophan, and they're rich in magnesium, which helps promote sleep and relaxation. And leafy greens like kale and spinach are high in B vitamins and magnesium, also helping you calm you down. So right here, the perfect situation is probably going to be a turkey salad with some almonds and some spinach and kale. Very obvious, but make sure you have a dark room. It's one of those things you hear and you know, and it's we're so obvious it almost sounds stupid saying it, but it's one of those things that if you're sleeping in a bright room, it's going to be really hard for your brain to signal it's time to sleep and produce those sleep hormones. So make sure your room's dark, dark out your windows, and if you can't, don't worry about it. This is what I do. I've been doing this forever. I just carry this everywhere I go. I got my sleep mask. I wear that every night. Even if I'm in a dark room, I'll still wear the sleep mask because it makes it dark and I sleep so much better as a result. Next thing is, if you're hearing loud noises, you're going to be waking up as well. Don't worry about it either. What I do, I just carry earplugs with me as well. I have a little pouch with eye mask and earplugs. Every night, I just put on eye mask and earplugs. Dark room, can't hear anything. Sleep way better. Turn the AC up at night. Researchers have found that we sleep a lot better when it's colder. Probably, you know, around 68 degrees Fahrenheit is good. You can kind of experiment and see what feels best. But they really realized this when researchers, they're wondering, like, why are people that take hot showers falling asleep easier than people that aren't taking these really hot showers at night? And it wasn't actually the hot shower that was causing them to fall asleep. It's because once they're in the hot shower and then they stepped out, the temperature drop of being in that hot shower and then stepping out into the cold was actually what caused people to sleep. So a drop in temperature has been found to signal it's time to sleep to our bodies and it's time to start producing those sleep hormones. You want to try and use the bed only for sleep. If you get so used to working in your bed, you might, when you get in bed, your brain will associate it with work and you'll get stressed out. But if all you do is when you go to bed, you fall asleep and sleep good, you're going to associate your bed with sleeping well. And when you go to bed, your mind will just know it's time to go to bed, it's time to go to sleep. If you can, try and go to bed at the same time every night and wake up around the same time every day. This one's really hard to implement, but once you do it every day, day in and day out, you'll fall asleep so much quicker and you'll wake up a lot more refreshed. If you can hone that in, if your lifestyle allows it, your body will just know, hey, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, it's time to go to sleep, lights out, boom, you're out. Lastly, don't look at bright lights about an hour or two before it's time to go to sleep. I always dim all the lights in my apartment. I kind of turn on only the yellowy, darker ones at night so that my mind knows it's dark. I don't have these bright white lights in my face. If you're using your computer, there's apps like Flux, Blacklight. I can link to those. Those will actually dim your computer and give it a reddish tone because the blue and white light that actually in your eye stimulates that it's daytime and it's time to sleep. So you can install certain apps on your mobile devices and computer. So if you're having to use them late at night, it's going to be those softer, darker red tones so that your mind doesn't still think, hey, the sun's out and it's really bright, I got to stay awake. Don't exercise at least 2 hours before bed. Exercise can be really stimulating. Actually, the best thing if you can is to exercise in the morning in the sun. And then after that, your mind will know in the morning it's sunny, I exercise, and you know, 12 hours later it's going to know it's nighttime from that circadian rhythm effect of exercise in the sun. Another thing you can do is use a light box every morning to reset your sleep schedule. A light box can reset your circadian rhythm by in the morning you're getting all that bright light so your mind knows this is daytime, this is when I need to be awake, and then at night when it gets darker it'll really know now it's time to produce sleep hormones. Light boxes are great, especially for seasonal affective depression. They're great for jet lag. And every morning, if you're trying to reset your sleep schedule, let's say all of a sudden you have to start waking up at 6 a.m. every day. If it's not dark outside, you can wake up in the morning while you're making your breakfast or whatever, have your light box pointed towards your eyes so it's giving you that bright light that the sun, like the sun, and really get your circadian rhythm locked in so that every night you're falling asleep at the right time, every morning you're waking up at the right time.